This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know, the wisdom basically is that, in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the world for testing purpose. The world never can be at your convenience. It never can happen. He did not mean that anyway. So to find convenience in the life is really looking for something impossible. This world basically is meant to be testing. Everybody will be tested. Messengers, prophets, believers, unbelievers, test always will keep coming. That's how he wants really. So one of the part of test also is that people will criticize you. That all the time keep happening. That you teach something. If you don't do anything, maybe people don't criticize you. But if you do something good, it always will happen. People criticize you for something good reason, something wrong reason, all will happen. Now you have your test. So like for example, now people have been criticizing me a lot. Now it has opened. But actually I know people have been criticizing me since I started teaching for 15, 20 years. People used to say me, but now it has become more openly. So it will all the time keep happening. In this matter, my way in this matter, we are learning from the Quran and also from the where the Sahaba and Tabi'in is. The way in this matter, if somebody criticizes, look really, if he's right, then we should correct him because I have not all the wisdom. That's good, this person criticized me and he corrected me, helped me. And if he has question, and he want to understand, we should actually make help. But sometimes criticism could be for the sake of criticism. So once you understand that, then my way is to ignore that. Leave on, move on, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't waste our time for this matter. Do something more important in the life. That how all the time happening. And also, there's so much reward when you're patient. When somebody criticizes me, it makes me so happy. I say, actually, what is better than that I get reward for something I never did? There's so much rewards in this matter. Their prayers, their fasting, all the rewards keep coming to me. I never did. It reminds me of Abdurrahman Mahdi. He said, I love that all the people of Basra, they backbite me. Because what is better than, you getting reward after something which you never did? But, I don't like Allah to be disobeyed. So I cannot wish for backbiting. This is the thing really is, people will keep doing all those things. Because and also the way I'm teaching is, it's basically goes against many, many conventional teachings anyway. So my teaching will go against Ashari, Maturidi, Hanafi, Maliki, Shafi, Hanbali. Because I just want to teach. People understand my teaching not to support any madhavi school. This, alhamdulillah, I never got in my mind. I alhamdulillah made very clear to my mind if somebody criticizes Allah and his messenger or criticizes Islam, then I will have to think how to defend. But alhamdulillah, I got in my mind, if somebody criticizes me or my school like Nadatul Ulama or Shibli Nomani or Maula Farahi or my teacher Maula Shahbaz, for example, or somebody criticizes my village or my city, I have no interest really to defend myself. I never feel really anything to defend myself. What reason? Because if they're right, that's fine. If they're not right, I get reward anyway. So there's nothing like that. So the same thing I advise all of you really, that learn properly and do ibadah, make study, do research. And if you teach, if you spread my teaching and some people benefit, you make intention those people. That's those who don't benefit, they want to criticize, don't make intention of them. Just think really my purpose, those people want to benefit. That you can't convince whole world. Because Allah has made the mind so differently. It is impossible that everybody can be convinced with something. So that attitude is much better. Don't answer people, don't refute people, just take it easier. And it's also good for the unity of the believers, because I always emphasize that believers are one people, unity of the believers. You can differ at the end of the day. But when you keep answering, tension grows, enmity comes, hatred comes, and I really don't like my name to become, where somebody hates each other. If people hate me, that I don't have problem. But I don't want to be part of the tension. I don't want to increase the tension. The thing really, take it easy. Maula Amin Hasan Islahi says, I said to Maula Farahi, that such a big alim has declared you as a kafir. So Maula Farahi said, does he know me? And then he kept doing his business. He's not interested whether somebody calls him kafir or not. This actually thing really is why it's important for me anyway, whether people criticize me or don't criticize me. Life is so short. Soon we go. And also I don't need to have any proof. I don't want to prove that I'm right. Because this, alhamdulillah, I never had in my mind that I have to prove that I'm right. Because I think for that is the day of judgment. In this world, you never can prove, convince people that you are right. It's unnecessary effort anyway. Why should I make effort that I'm right? My effort only should be to explain what I'm saying. That's all. If you don't understand. But whether I am right or wrong, Allah knows the best. Sometimes I can know from argument. So this will be good for you as well. You save your time. In future, it also happen to you. What happened now with me, soon it will happen to you as well. It always happen ever to everybody. So somebody will criticize you to learn this thing. Don't worry about that. It will happen. You are tested for the sabr and patience. And I find the sabr is more rewardable than anything else. Allah is with you. And especially last week, people have been criticizing me. But last week, Allah SWT helped me to do more work. So much work all the time, busy doing work. When nothing, you know, and I my health was much stronger. I did this much better. And actually, when some people are criticizing me, at the same time, there are people phoning me from everywhere else in India and Sri Lanka, hear them, that I love you and we love you and we support you, we teach your teaching and this. So I said, this always happened like that. You know, like Maulana Gangohi Rahimullah Ta'ala, when people used to write letter to him, some Bareilly people, they used to curse him. So his students will become angry. So he said, no, don't be angry. Because there are people also write to me, they say, you are Qutb al-Aqtab and Ghawth and this and that. Neither I'm that, neither this. So, you know, I should not be offended. You know, people praise me, which is not right. People also criticize me, maybe it's not right. You know, I think why should be worried anyway? In this world, when Allah is criticized and his messenger, actually not only that, even wives of the prophets are criticized. You know what? You know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees all that. Because the day of judgment, there, if people can criticize Aisha Allah ta'ala, who am I? Nothing really. People can criticize my messengers, the prophets. And I'll tell you one thing really. When you make this attitude, barakah comes. Then you have no idea really how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases you. I've seen all the time in my people who do sabr, they are the winner. So don't make effort to win in these groups. Actually, I think the winner in that group, those groups, is more loser than the losers. So I don't want to win a battle. Actually, I think it is better for me to lose. I don't think losing a battle is a bad thing. Then you can set on your thing. So I don't want to win anything or to become victorious or something like that. This never come to my mind. My thinking really is to do right thing. Life is short. And then pass on the day of judgment, everybody will come. So, you know, the first thing is I never make effort to answer myself. And second thing is for your interest, save your time. Actually, this is much better answer to them. Because they don't want this teaching to be known. That working. Best thing is, learn from and teach and, you know. And also the thing really is, I don't want to become, I'm against madhab. I one thing is, harm Islam, please, this madhab. My thinking really is, people learn from Sufyan Thawri, but they don't call themselves Thawri. So they learn Thawri, Awza'i, Abu Hanifa, respect all of them. Sometimes follow Abu Hanifa, sometimes Thawri, so unity remains. My really thinking is that you people learn from me, but don't follow me. The way is, understand, sometimes differ from me, sometimes, so it never becomes around me. It becomes your thing, you are responsible. It always something like that. You know, something good from me, teach, take something good from somewhere else, take from him. You know, that's more, so I get reward for whatever good and my mistakes are not followed. So people should not follow me in the mistakes anyway. This never should happen. Like Imam Shafi Ramta used to say that I love the people to take from me and then they forget me. So this is the best thing really. You know, we don't want to make madhab. You know, there no, I don't want to leave a legacy in this world. We really want to work for the day hereafter. When we come there, there's something. Not to leave something in this world, rather than make send forward. You know, this attitude should be that, you know, this world is not important. The way things be pious, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teach people properly, and don't worry whether people remember you, don't remember, forget you. Who cares about this? One day the whole world will finish anyway. So who's going to remain? So first, this is a thing. So never make group. Never. Anybody who says something sensible, and after this I never make them. I learn from people of Deoband, from people of Saharanpur, from people of Nazirat Ulama, and I love the people because they're pious. I don't love the people because they are Nadavi, like Maulana Gangohi Rahimahullah. Though Maulana Gangohi gave fatwa against Deoband, Nadava. He's the first person who gave fatwa against Nadava, but I love him. Actually, in India, among all the ulama who I love, Maulana Gangohi is the first one. Though he is the one who is the first one who gave fatwa against Nazirat Ulama. I'm not sectarian. You know, I don't hate people because they hate Nazirat Ulama. No. If somebody really criticized Maulana Abul Hasan Nadavi, I have nothing in my heart to defend him. Fine, because you know, he's a human being. People can criticize me, people can criticize Abu Hanifa and Malik and Shafi, so what me? Nothing. So don't worry about these matters, you know, don't defend in any way. If people do this thing, it's a waste of time and also create a hatred and enmity among the society, tension. Actually, even the people who criticize me, I make dua for them. I make dua, Allah forgive them, and if they're right, you know, forgive me. If they're wrong, forgive them. We are Muslim. I don't want in the day of judgment to make Muslims my rival. You know, we want to be friendly. So maybe by mistake, prophets used to say, oh Allah, they are my people. Innahum la ya'lamun. Forgive them because they don't know. So, you know, we should not create enmity and hatred on this world. You know, the simple thing is you learn from me, teach people. If some people don't like it, ignore them. Move on. That's in the life. Do your thing. Is it clear to everybody? Okay. This will help you all the time and save your time. This actually hard help, helps me. I really don't even want what people say toward me. I think I should, you know, consider my work. And alhamdulillah, that's what I do. This is more barakah. And also I get reward. This is what always comes to my mind is that Allah subhanahu. I always said that, you know, Sahaba are so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He created Shia people only for one purpose, that they kept sending their reward until their Qiyamah. Sahaba died, but they keep getting reward of all these unlucky people. They criticize, and I think this is the reason why Abu Hanifa and the Madhab is spread all over the world. Reason is because people wronged him. People were unfair to him. The pious person, he did a mistake like anybody else, but people became more unfair to him, wronging him. And when you wrong someone, Allah supports that. Otherwise, not Abu Hanifa's faith is much different from Sufyan Thawri and other people. The reason is because Abu Hanifa had been wronged in Islam more than anybody else. You know, if you look at the people who criticize him, it's so unfair, really. Some of those things are found anywhere else, but people don't criticize them as they criticize Abu Hanifa rahmahullah ta'ala. So this unfair criticism made Abu Hanifa much nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It helped them. Because when people are mazloom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps them, raise them more and more. So this is one of the things, sometimes barakah comes in the people. Like Bukhari, you know, Bukhari had no support at all. People forced him to leave his own town, Bukhara, died alone, nobody. Now barakah is all the people who have been against him, now they are the people who support his book more than anybody else. All the humbly people, to them Bukhari is the most important. They are the one who opposed him in the beginning. But now actually, to all the humbly people, they love him. They love his book. So you can see really that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this thing. So don't worry about it. And also, intention should not be the same. Intention should be to obey Allah the Messenger. And second thing is unity of the believers. Muslims, believers should be one people. They should not have hatred against anybody.